very simple. It's my fault.
Well, it's not all your fault. Yeah, it is.
Well, at least sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will not hurt me.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G. I'm an overthinker, but not an overpopulator. And with me today is my wonderful, beautiful, fertile, not pregnant at the moment co-host,
Amy Nichols. And I don't have a cute anecdote. Is that the right word? Anecdote?
Well, Amy, I think that I'm an overthinker sometimes because I like to take something just stupid and see if we can make anything out of it. So here's your assignment.
Okay.
Because of blank, I am blank.
Okay.
Because of you, I did this. Because of me, you do this.
Yes.
And although you inspire me to do a lot of stuff, this one, well, most of them aren't about you.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Because of a kid in the fifth grade, I changed the pronunciation of my last name. Now, let me explain.
Yeah.
My maiden name is G. G-E-E. That's the name I was born with.
It's great.
It's a wonderful name, but the actual pronunciation of it is Gee. And whenever I was growing up, my dad went by G, but my grandparents still went by Gee. And whenever I went to school, people would call me Lacey G. I'm like, no. It's Gee. You pronounce it Gee. Well, whenever I was in the fifth grade, this guy said, do you know if you put key on the end of your name, your last name would be geeky? So after that, I started middle school the next year and I just quit correcting people. And my brother already went by G. And now I'm going by G. So, I mean, it made sense, but I quit correcting people. And ever since then, I became Lacey G. Well, back when my husband and I were just dating, we had been dating for several years and we went down to go see my grandmother for the first time he ever got to meet her. And he goes inside her house and my grandmother had this big family crest that my grandfather had painted and it had Gee on one side and Odom on the other. Well, she's showing it to him and she said, oh, and this is the Gee and this is the Gee. She said Gee like repeatedly. And my husband listened to her and
didn't say a word.
Well, whenever she was done, he goes, I'm sorry, but don't you mean Gee? My grandmother shot me this look and she's like, Lacey, you've been dating this guy for years and he doesn't know your last name. But Jeremy never told on me. He never brought it up to people. But anytime we would go to Walgreens and go get my prescription, he'd be like, it's Lacey Gee. It's spelled G-E-E, but you pronounce it Gee. And that would be the only time he would ever throw it in my face.
That is greatness. So I have one that I'm going to share. My stepdad is the greatest. He's made my life more rich. Okay, so we have this favorite restaurant that we always go together. We'll sneak off on Fridays and have lunch together. And I say always in quotations because he's really embarrassing. Yeah, he's one of those who...
Socks and sandals.
No, but he'll get on the phone and he'll talk really loud. Like, that. It's
can't stand
just,
that.
I love him. But you can't do that. You can't
be disrespectful in public.
Yeah. And it's not just that. Okay. So this restaurant that's our favorite is it's a Thai restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little hole in the wall. So it's a little Asian family that runs it. And he worked in construction with a bunch of Hispanics. This is a lot of backstory. So he would always talk in an Hispanic accent. I should probably not say this. He would talk English with a Hispanic accent to all his coworkers, his crew back in the day. So whenever we go to this Thai restaurant, he speaks to these people in a Hispanic accent and they're not Hispanic, they're Asian.
So is he saying like, hey, guacamole or like wrong group altogether?
Yeah, like muy spicy. You know, it's just don't do that. Anyways, so because of you, stepdad, I have to sneak and get to go food from our favorite restaurant so you don't embarrass me.
Oh my gosh, Amy, I thought you were just going to say the cell phone thing because the cell phone thing does get on my nerves. I don't like taking calls in public, period. Even if I get a phone call, even in the MAM room here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Right. You always take it and you run out of the room.
Because he wants to hear my conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about anything important, but you know, hey babe, what's going on? It's just work. You know, nobody cares. Nobody cares but us. So I don't care to share that in public. But racism, that's a whole different level.
He's not racist. He's not racist. He's just rude. Inconsiderate.
Inconsiderate. I like the racist and rude one, though. No, I do have one that is because of you.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, no. I'm so worried.
It's not bad. This is way too big of a setup for what I'm about to say. It's just a little dig. I got to take them where I can. Because of you, Amy.
Yes.
I think my mom did a better job of feeding me as a child.
Oh.
Now, I only say that because the first 9 years of my life, I lived off hot dogs. I didn't eat food. So my mom would make me hot dogs. And she had to make something special for my brother, too. I'm not sure what it was. But she'd have to make me hot dogs and my brother a separate dish. And then whenever she married my dad or stepdad, he said, okay, we're not doing this anymore. The children now have to eat a serving of everything that we fix. And then you can go fill up on what you want afterwards. But you're not going to live off hot dogs. And I hated him so much at first for it. I remember the first time I ate a salad and I didn't want to eat it. My grandmother told me to put mayonnaise on it because mayonnaise is old school salad dressing. And so she's trying to tell me, oh, well, it'll be fine. Just put that. Well, you don't want a lot of mayonnaise on anything.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of the day I'm playing with my friend Bonnie, jumping up and down in the bed of my stepdad's truck. And I could taste the salad. And anytime I would burp, I would taste the mayonnaise. And so I was so mad at him. But now I'm grateful because there's nothing worse than a picky eater. But now I have such a big palate and there's absolutely nothing that I won't eat. So now I don't know, like,
why is that because of me?
Oh, well, that was just taking a dig. I guess I should explain that part. That was just taking a dig at you because Amy has like two dishes that's very popular around her house. And that is egg sandwich.
Yes.
And pasta with ranch and olives. And I know that's what your husband makes.
Right.
But those are just two popular dishes. Or sausage rolls and mac and cheese.
Yes.
Very both. Commonly served at the Nichols household.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't get it at first. But, well, I was like, is this a dig? And then you went off to the story. So I was like, I wasn't sure if you were referring to that. Because it's a running joke that you make. It's not the only things I make. But it's my kids love them, so I keep on making them.
Yeah, and if you ask me, hey, what do you think I made for dinner last night? I know that I've got a couple of go-to options,
that's
but
right.
I can't blame you. I only have a husband at home, and I still don't feed him that often. So
you used to.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's one. This is because of me. So I had pretty feet. I mean, they were my pride and joy before kids. I thought I would take care of them. I'd lotion them. I'd manicure them. I spent a lot of time on my feet because I love them. I thought they're my best feature. I really did.
Is this a dig at me?
No, it's okay. Really not. No. No.
Because I have really dry, really cracky, really nasty feet and hands. So I didn't know if this was
absolutely
got
not.
You back, girl.
No, no. So this is past me. Now, with kids, it's not a priority. So growing up, my best friend Ashley had these toenails that curled up. And I would make fun of her. Like, why? I mean, when they grow too long, you know,
yeah.
They're a little concave. And I'm like, why do your toenails do that? And then, long story short, she was my best friend and now she's my cousin. And so my baby sister has the same DNA and she has these little curled toes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so I would always pick at them for having these weird toenails. Okay. So fast forward to now, they have this weird foot thing. They don't like people touching their feet. They don't like people talking about feet. And I'm thinking it's because of me. It's because I picked on them as kids or maybe it's because they're related. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it's me.
So because of you, there are several of your family members walking around with a foot complex.
Yes.
I'm kind of with them on that, though. I do have really dry hands and feet. I don't put mine on anybody because they will scratch you. I mean, I've had people shake my hand before and say, oh, you must be a really hard worker. And I'm like, why? Because my hands are dry? No, it's just a skin condition. Like, shut up. My feet are so cracked and nasty and my husband and I will go soak our feet in a bath and do the little pet egg and get all the dry skin off. And then,
oh, that's so cute.
And then you like to look afterwards and see all the dry skin. Well, I always win in the foot cheese department is what we call it because we open it up and my pet egg is so full of dry, dead skin.
That is gross.
And then he will do his feet and then he goes to show me one time and he looked and he hurried up and he just put the pet egg in the water. And I was like, babe, what are you doing? Why didn't you show me? And he goes, oh, it's okay, sweetie. I had a lot of foot cheese too. And then he just started laughing and he was like, love is lying about your foot cheese so your significant other doesn't feel stupid.
That is weird. Foot cheese. I've never heard that.
But even though he has beautiful feet. I mean, he really does. And I think it has to do something, my personal opinion, not popular opinion. There's no fact to this at all. But I think, like, if you're kind of a sweaty person or have damp skin, if your feet are just like mildly sweaty and you're wearing socks, and that kind of smooths them over. And okay. That's what I think happens with my husband. I don't have those beautiful feet like him. But still, even though he has beautiful feet, if he puts them on me in the bed, I'm like, sweetie, what do you, get your feet off. They're feet. I don't want your feet on me. Your feet are nasty. You've been walking around all day sweating in those socks. Dude, I don't like feet.
Oh, well, we've talked about this before, but I always shower before getting to bed because it's a sacred place. No dirt should be in the bed.
I have a dog that sleeps in my bed.
No. I lock my dog out. I close the door.
Oh, funny story. Whenever we got our dog 2 years ago, you have to realize we got him as a puppy from the shelter. And this is the first puppy I've had since I was a kid. The other dog that I had was given to me later in life whenever she was older. So I didn't go through the puppy phase. I didn't have to do the training. And I've never done that on my own.
Oh, that's tough stuff.
So whenever we got this puppy, I told my husband, I said, well, he's not sleeping in the bed with us until after we get him good and trained. Well, the first night I go to put him up and I put him in his kennel. And he just starts crying. And so I left him in the kennel for, no lie, like 2 seconds. And then I walk back and I'm like, I don't know what else to do. And I put him in bed with
you
us.
You sucker.
And Jeremy goes, way to stay strong, Lacey. But I didn't know what else to do. The dog's crying. I don't want him to sit outside and cry. So now he sleeps in the bed with us. And he has to be touching us. So either he'll sleep on top of one of our heads.
Like a hat.
Mm-hmm. Or he'll sleep down underneath the sheets. And usually he'll have his head either on my leg or on his leg. He's a very cute snuggler. Okay, now this one's important. Because my friend made me take a bath, I am now married.
What?
And the reason for that is I met my husband several years ago. We dated for 5 years before we got married. We've been married for almost 3 now. And I met him during the summer. And whenever I met him, at the time, I had a lot of boat friends, a lot of friends with pools. And I was just going out all the time. So I didn't feel like it was necessary to take a shower because I'm going in the lake. And then getting in the pool, all that chlorine, that's basically like a shower.
Okay, I have to stop you for a second. I had a boyfriend in high school who would not shower all summer because the chlorine cleaned him.
Exactly. See where he's coming from. So I was staying the night at my friend's house and her son came up to me, and whenever he did, he just made a beeline back to her, and he was like, Mom, Lacey does not smell good. I think she needs to take a bath. So my friend made me take a bath. I was like, why? I'm going to be in a pool later today. My friend made me take a bath, and then we went to the restaurant, and that's where I met my husband. So had she have not forced me to take a bath, and I would have walked in there, 4-day lake old Lacey walking into this restaurant, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have looked at me. So because my friend made me take a bath, I'm now happily married to my wonderful husband, Jeremy.
And you haven't bathed since.
I have not bathed since, not since the wedding. That's whenever you give up on everything, right?
Exactly.
I can just be me now.
Okay, I have one more. I'm not going to say who, but because of you, I save a lot of money on toilet paper.
I know who this is.
So I have 2 kids. I'm not going to mention which one. But during bathroom time, this child makes a clean break. And he... Oh! They... don't need to use toilet paper, so I save a lot of money.
That is brilliant. I don't know how it happens. I've talked to you personally about this. I don't get it. But maybe it's just jealousy because I'm the over toilet paper user. I will wad it up and use it. And if there's a I don't know if I need to be saying this. Why am I explaining on this? But I don't. I probably use too much toilet paper. There's never enough. Thank you for listening to another possibly disturbing edition of Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my wonderful, beautiful, doesn't have to spend a lot of money on toilet paper co-host,
Amy Nichols.
And don't forget to check us out on iTunes and Google Play. You can subscribe to us there. We're also on Kid Nation and Audio Boom. Thank you so much for listening.